Hello and welcome back to another installment of Casual Checker. This is Scott. This is going to be my reaction to the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire trailer that I just got done watching. And I first heard the voice, and I'm like, no, they did not. I kept hearing, like, that sounds like him. Did they do it? And they finally got to the actual dude talking, and I'm like, oh my god, they brought back the dude from Ghostbusters. Oh my god, the person that's trying to shut down the whole operation and cause all the ghosts to jump out and go all over the city, they brought that man back. And I'm like, yes, please, I'm here for it. The whole thing just looked like it was going to be really amazing. Like they're gonna make a bomb-ass Ghostbusters in the city. Not out in the country, like Afterlife was. Straight up, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, it looks like it's going to be awesome. Like, from what I saw of it, it looks like it's going to be fun. Not to mention the fact that you have Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray coming back, and you have the girl that played Janine. It'd be really cool if they found a way to slide in Rick Moranis, but, you know, I can't have it all. What I'm seeing on screen so far looks like it's going to be really good. And I'm really excited to see it. I think it comes out March 22nd. And I plan on seeing it in IMAX because it looks like it's going to be really, really super good. I love Ghostbusters, the first two. The one was fine too. But it wasn't as continuity-based as this. So it kind of took me a little bit out of it because I like my continuity. But Ghostbusters 1, Ghostbusters 2, and Afterlife, just great. And now we're going to add in Frozen Empire, which I think is going to make a lot of money. And they're probably going to have another sequel after that. And Ghostbusters is going to turn into, it's going to turn into more than just two movies. It's going to be like four or five by the time it's all said and done. And it's cool that we're having the characters from those other movies mixing into here. So it doesn't seem like feel like its own thing all the way. I don't know how much the girl that plays Janine or the guy that plays that inspector person for the EPA is in it or not. But the fact that they're in it, it connects it to the other movies seamlessly along with Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. And it doesn't look like they're only in it for like a brief moment. It looks like they're in it for a good portion of it. So it's going to be exciting to see what they actually do. And I can't wait to do my review of it after I see it in IMAX on the 22nd. Because I'm definitely going to do my review the moment I walk out of that theater. It might not be a long review. But it's going to definitely going to be having one. Because I'm excited about it. So, for now, that will conclude this podcast.